You're listening to Say It Southern. Aspiring to live not just as moms, but as modern Southern women, we began this project to hear from those who inspire us and recognize those who are achieving their own personal goals. Listen in as we celebrate the South and those who say it Southern.
Happy spring break.
Happy spring break, everybody.
Although it's not looking very springy outside today.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's the middle of the winter, essentially, first part of spring. And you got people that are going both places. Like, you have people that are going skiing that you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there are people that are going to the tippy top end of Florida like you are. And so it's like, pick your season, yeah, whichever way you want to go right now. We had those few days of like where my daffodils came out, my buttercups, and I picked those, and now I'm like freezing.
Again. Glad you picked them.
I know. Yeah. Did you?
I didn't have any flowers bloom or anything. Yeah. No. Mm-mm. I just enjoyed the sunshine, being outside, and I'm like, oh, it looks like January again.
I had to roll through your neighborhood, and you're just getting it, honey, that ponytail and those elbows.
I'm glad I did.
In your vest.
You know, after talking about the vest on the last episode, I had more people come up to me and say, you're wearing too heavy.
I'm trying to tell you this.
But I will say, we had a lot of people say, I really haven't seen any change. I was like, good. I'm glad. It makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regardless of how much weight I'm carrying.
Yeah. You're like, is it a racket?
It's a racket. And everybody's like, oh, the premenopausal vest, Sarah. I see you. I have one too. Like all of our messages and our Instagram and everything was just like, ha ha ha. I'm there too. I see no change.
I know. I'm like, should I buy a 12 pounder just for solidarity purposes?
Probably should. You know, probably should. Join the bandwagon.
But I'll be honest with you. Every now and then I'll do a load of laundry or something with my little arm weights. And I'm like, ooh. There's something happened to my traps. Something happened.
We old.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I walked up the stairs the other morning, and I was like, ow, 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 every step going up. I was like, everything was popping and cracking. And
when you get out of bed, do you do like in the mornings? Do you hop out of bed and roll? Or
no,
do you do like
so slow.
Are you?
Yes, my calves are slow. My feet hurt.
Yeah.
All of it. Just tight.
I get out and I do one big stretch. Like I stretch everything out. Kind of turn to the right and the left. And then I'm like, ugh. You know?
Here we go.
I do though. I have to like stretch it all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I do, like, sit on the edge of my bed and just, like, sit up. And
roll
just, like,
your neck
kind of roll and, like, deep breath. Push up. Here we go.
Who gets up first at your house? Like, what's your routine? You go up the stairs and wake the girls, or do they get up with an alarm?
Well, Millie's usually up.
Clearly.
Of course. You know, she'll set an alarm. She'll get up at, like, 5:30 sometimes.
She's read the news, made coffee.
She knows the weather.
Decided who she's going to hate for the day.
Yeah. She's always like, hey, Mom, I need you to wake me up at 5:45. And I'm like, I'm not waking up at 5:45.
No.
So if you need to get up at 5:45 to straighten your hair, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Set your alarm. You can do that.
And she'll do it.
And she'll do it. And
that's
she'll get
good.
Up. Now, Taylor Mae will set her alarm and sleep through it 8 times.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
She's the last one out of the bed.
Taylor Mae and I are spirit animals. I mean, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I go up the stairs, either me or Jason, whoever, and wake the boys up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Now he rips the covers off and turns the lights on. I'm like, honey, boys.
Sweet baby boys.
But no, I mean, mine would sleep. Both of mine. You know, they'll sleep all day if you'd let them.
Yeah. Well, Millie goes to bed early, too. I mean, I guess she's just like me. She goes to bed early, and she's quick to rise. Taylor Mae, I don't know what time she goes to bed, but I hear her up cleaning, messing around. She got in the shower last night. It was 10:30.
And I was
like, you're
exhausting.
Getting in the shower? Like, I'm asleep.
Yeah, I don't even call you after 9:30.
No.
9:30 at the latest.
No.
I'm like, well, this will have to wait just tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, this is why you can't get up in the morning. It's like 7:30, and you were literally rolling out of bed. And we're in the car in 10.
And everybody's screaming.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's screaming at Taylor Mae. Stella included. Stella's like, I'm late every day.
I know. Oh, God, it's the worst feeling.
It's okay, Stella. It's fine.
It's the worst feeling when you're waiting on somebody else like that.
Yeah, yeah. And she can't ever find anything. I mean, you know. Anyway, spring break is here.
Spring break is here.
Break from school, which we need.
I do feel like we need it.
Yes. God.
I mean, it's felt like January was the longest year ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was Christmas, then that just drug on. And then February was Valentine's Day. One day.
One day.
And now it's March the 5th.
Then we'll have a spring break, and then we'll blink, and yeah, we'll be out
April,
of school.
And then
it'll be June.
Yeah.
It'll be June.
Ugh. That's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
How it does that. How there's, like, moments where it's, like, nothing, and then it's just you hit the gas on stuff.
Yeah. We're definitely going to hit the gas after this week, so hopefully you can enjoy it.
At least you're going somewhere warm.
Yeah, but, well, I'm going to Orlando. Yeah. But it's a cheer competition.
Right.
So...
And this is
while
the one
it's warm.
Been on in the past, yeah, on spring break.
Go to ESPN.
Right.
I'm going to quit calling it Disney because everybody says, "Oh, we're going to Disney for a cheer competition." We're not going to Disney. We're going to ESPN, which is just like a cheer competition in Atlanta.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's just we get to pay to go like Disney fees.
Yeah, you're like it's
you get a picture in front of the big globe, the ESPN globe. So,
is
I guess
Mickey
it's all worth
standing
it.
There.
No, we don't even see Mickey.
Seriously?
Yeah, and we stay at the Wyndham Bonnet, which is not even like a resort property. I mean, it's part of like Orlando close. The buses come there, which
okay.
is why we stay there, but it's not like a cool Disney hotel.
Like with like movies outside.
No.
And like a,
no.
Any kind of
no,
like.
It's just like any old Marriott. Any old Marriott.
You need to shift that around at least.
I know. If she didn't love this cheer so much, we would not be participating in this.
Yeah.
I do look around at people. I'm like, why are y'all here?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Like, you just mean if you're like just mediocre good?
Yeah. 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 I don't mean to sound like a you-know-what, but I'm like, why are you here with your whole family? You're spending your vacation, all your money, to be here with your child.
How
but
long?
They love it. They love it.
I mean, how long are you actually, like, what is it like?
Because,
you know, I'm on a pontoon fishing boat.
Yeah.
I don't know what
I do want to hear about your spring break.
What
it's
this
so
is
different.
Like.
So different.
So, like, what?
Well, we will race in on
gym?
Friday.
Okay.
We'll get there. They'll have practice Friday night. So, typically, this is kind of a fun night, you know, with the moms. We'll usually go to the little bar in the restaurant, hang out, have some drinks. That's fun.
Well, at least you like the moms.
Yeah. I've got great moms on the teams. And then, Saturday, depending on their schedule, it looks like Taylor Mae's going to be the middle of the day, which is the worst, kind of, truly, because if you go early in the morning, you get up, you get it over with, you have all afternoon. They can swim, go to the park, they get a free ticket to one of the parks, but then, of course, the whole family, like, I have to pay for one.
Sure.
So I just drop her off. She's old enough now. She can just go in by herself. Anyway, so our day will consist of getting up, she'll get ready, we'll get on a bus, we'll go to ESPN, which is, if you've never been to ESPN, there is one arena that has the castle behind it, and that's what's so cool to get to perform in front of the castle.
Okay.
Well, we're not in the castle arena this year.
Y'all are like in the auxiliary gym.
Truly are. So you go, there's no like restaurants at ESPN. It's just like, I think there's 3 or 4 arenas, and there's food trucks out on like a turf field.
Oh.
So we'll just go.
You like lunch and dinner.
We'll sit there. Yeah, there's a cafeteria. There is an indoor cafeteria. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And they do have beer.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
But we'll be there all day. Come back. It'll be night. We'll be there for 4 hours sitting around at ESPN.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we do it again on Sunday. And then we fly out Monday morning.
So you fly in. When do you go?
We go Friday.
It is truly a long weekend.
It's truly a long weekend. Mm-hmm.
So you'll be back Monday of this coming week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll be there I'm just going for a cheer competition.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Thank God she loves it.
Truly. Are the other two going too?
No, uh-uh. No.
Okay.
That would be torture for them.
Well,
to be
able
to like look in the distance and see
Disney,
the castle. The tip
like,
of the castle.
We're not going, kids.
Don't look over there.
Don't ask your disgruntled
All
mom.
All these signs are like, come this way.
Yeah.
It's Mickey.
Eat the candy,
Happy
girls.
Land.
Yeah.
And we're like, the Wyndham Bonnet, to the left, the Marriott.
To the food trucks.
To the food trucks. ESPN. Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
But like I said, she loves it, so I love it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, right? When in Rome. You're going to miss this.
That's right. That's what everybody says. So
I know.
We'll
soak it up.
See.
Soak it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but then I'm coming back and I'm working.
Yeah.
Working all week. So what are you doing?
Well, Sarah, when you're the mom of boys, you live with all men in your home. You just kind of, when in Rome, you do all the things. Now, I will say, I've wanted to do this trip just because I think it'll be fun and whatever. We're going to Arkansas to the White River doing a little trout fishing and some other thing. I don't even know. But I did tell Jason the other night, I was like, you know, like, if we're going to have one day where we're kind of close, we're kind of close to I mean, like, we might sit down at a restaurant, like, not cook fish over a campfire, or, you know, I need to know, like, what kind of level this is. Am I going to be, like, do I need to kind of, is this remote? Do I need to, like, pack in? Are we packing in stuff and packing it out? Or are we in driving distance of, like,
a restaurant?
Or, like, are we cooking stuff over the campfire? I mean, I don't want to go and cook. This is my deal.
I was just going to say, Courtney, wait, what are you getting into here?
That's what I'm, like, saying.
You don't even know.
And so I'm like, if we get Wi-Fi service at some point and I'm able to find, like, where there could be something for, like, a good meal, the boys want to go in and play golf in Missouri. And so I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's a spa kind of close, Big Cedar Lodge moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, I do a lot of stuff. For these boys, I'm not like, hey, y'all, let's go to New York and go to Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. That's not the trip my boys ever want to take, ever.
No.
But, I mean, I'm doing, you know, if we go to New York, it's like, okay, we'll go to New York. We'll do that for a day. Then it's a Yankees game or a Celta, you know.
Yeah, boy stuff.
And it's fun because I do love all that. I truly do love all that.
You are a very good boy mom.
But... Every now and then, friends with girls, I mean, maybe call me if you're going to see Wicked or something. I'd love to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Well, Taylor May wants to go to New York next year, so you can come with us.
Oh, I would love that.
For her 16th birthday.
I would love... Yes. I would love to do that. I will chaperone. Mm-hmm. I will do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I truly love... There's something about, like... being in nature and doing all that. I'm very much that person. Just, I mean, whatever children I had, I'm very much like, I love to be on the water. I love the mountains. I love that stuff. But, you know, every now and then, I mean.
Could you get a spa day in there?
Could you get some running water even, maybe? I don't know. But I'll have to report because we're staying in an Airbnb and I'll have to tell y'all.
It sounds fun.
Oh, it'll be great. You would love it.
Yeah.
And I will love it, mm-hmm. too. I'm just...
But I'm with you. You do need a day. Like, if they do go play golf, maybe you could get over and have a nice dinner, have a lunch, mimosas, spa.
Read a book.
By the pool.
Yes.
Not by trout fishing pond, lake.
Right.
Stream.
Exactly. But, you know, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's not like I'm being a bad sport about it. I'm excited about going. Just every now and then, you're like, I mean...
Can I get a day?
I'd love to put on some mascara maybe at some point. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you know, you don't forget about us boy moms out here that's just, right. You know, never get to go see the Barbie movie. You know, they're like, everybody's like, have you seen Wicked? And I'm like, no, I'll just have to wait till it comes out on DVR.
And watch it when everybody's gone.
Yeah. I'll watch it while somebody's at a sporting event.
So I have to ask, now that Graham's driving around, I saw him the other day, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Driving with Jason in the car.
Yeah.
And I looked to my left and I thought, wait, is that Graham driving?
It is weird, isn't it?
It's very weird
to
see these babies behind the wheel.
I know.
Like, I'm always almost kind of like, ooh.
You're not supposed to do
busted.
That.
Yeah. I see you.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, you're very observant in the car.
I am.
I have passed you before, and like, you're always like, like, you're like those eyes, like, you're watching.
Hello.
I'm like, I see you. It's hard not to miss you. Your car is like wrapped in your work business, so it's like, yeah, I see you.
You see me coming. Everybody sees me.
But no, Graham's driving is a whole thing. Is Taylor May driving yet?
She hasn't even gotten her permit.
Oh,
she
come on.
She turned 15 in December. She's just like, meh.
No, Graham kind of did that too. I mean, we didn't... You know, like you and I, honey, we were standing there when the door opened.
I studied a book for like 6 months prior.
Same. Janitor unlocks the door at 7:55. We're first in line.
Yeah.
To get our permit, license, whatever.
Yes. I was ready.
Not these fools.
No.
They're not.
I asked Taylor May if she needed me to pick up a book for her to study, and she looked at me like I had lost my ever-living mind. And she just said, a book?
A book? You
and I
idiot.
Was like, study. And then, of course, I'm like, well, maybe they don't have them. Maybe it's all online now.
There's an app.
And she was like, Mom, you just take a couple practice tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't think it's that easy, Taylor May. Like,
I know,
she's
it
just
is.
Like, meh, whatever.
Well, I told you about doing. Didn't I tell the story about you have to download an app? Like, say she decides she wants to take the test at home, which she can at any point. You download an app on your phone as like a proctor. She downloads an app. And then you take it on the computer. And so there was some... Did I tell this story
no.
about Grant being like, failed? Okay, so Graham was taking the online test, and, you know, it's, I mean, it is a little tricky. Like, if you sit there for a couple of questions.
Yeah.
And so he did. He did the app and read through that or whatever. So, but you cannot click off the prompter. Like, you have to scan a code. You have to scan a QR code on the test on his computer screen, and that will log you in as, like, you're monitoring. Well, halfway through the test, you have to scan it again just to make sure, like,
you're still there.
Yes.
Yeah, watching. Uh-huh.
So, Graham, like, there was a one he didn't know or something. He's like, Mom, what do you do at a four-way when the who gets the right? Something, something. And I was like, oh, I think if two people are turning, you know. So, he, like, he was going to cheat, I'll just be honest.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're cheating, Courtney.
He was going to copy it and go to the search engine. And, honey, you click off the screen, all of a sudden, an alert. I'd gone to the back to my bathroom. An alert comes across my room, like, failed, off across my phone. And I was like, Graham, you failed. He was like, I know, Mom. It comes across your computer, like, wipes your computer. And was like, student clicked off of Proctor, whatever, electronic test, cannot retake for 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So he didn't retake for like a month. He was like, that like shut him down.
Yeah. I guess so.
He's like, I am not prepared. I've been rejected. And so then he took it and passed. But, yeah. I mean,
can you not go in person anymore?
No, I think you can.
I just want to go in person.
You do?
This kind of stuff stresses me out.
Well,
it's just like getting my Disney tickets. I couldn't even do that today. Like,
I think you're an old soul, Sarah. I really do. I think you want to, like...
It's like technology doesn't work for
call
me.
Call instead of text.
I do.
Want, like, a... Yes.
In person, uh-huh. Rather than, like, ordering online.
Yeah.
I'm very much in person.
I'm like, order it.
That's interesting.
You are.
Yeah. I don't shop online.
No. You want to see it. And then you complain about never having clothes.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Right. There's nowhere to shop in here. Yeah. Because I don't shop online.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do those things. Yeah. Are you an Amazon person?
I mean, a little bit. No, but no.
But not a daily, like,
no,
clicker.
No, not like you.
Yeah.
Not like you. Look, you order everything. You're like, I've got my Amazon list going.
Yeah.
You just, like, clicks in and, like, your laundry detergent, your toilet paper, your toothbrush, your clothes, your electronics, your batteries, everything arrives.
Batteries do come, yeah.
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 I'm like, no, I'll just run out to Walgreens and get my batteries.
And pay up too much, probably.
Probably. But, yeah.
Yeah, I know. No, you take it as it comes, where I'm like a doomsday prepper a little bit.
Maybe.
But it is, it's probably better like that, honestly. It's too easy to click.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
But so, yeah, I don't know if that would work for an at-home test would work for you. You
it
might
probably,
need
I,
to.
It stresses me out just thinking about
take
it.
Take her to the driving
thing. I think I will. I told her we're doing it over spring break because she's out of school. I'm like, you've got to get this out of the way. Other than that, I don't know when we're going to take it.
Yeah.
And what, do you have to have it 6 months?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, scary. Lord, it's
but
scary.
But Graham would rather drive Jason's truck than my car. He says that my car's too much pressure.
Why? Is that because you're in it?
Probably.
Or is it the
probably.
Car itself?
But I think he was like, this car's expensive. And I'm like, it's okay. It's a Nissan, but sure. At least it, you know, you appreciate the value
of things.
Yeah,
appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
I think because he's seen Jason, like, drive through mud puddles and, like, hit deer with this truck. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm comfortable driving this.
Yeah, if I hit
and
a car,
it is like a tank, you know. But, yeah, it's a whole thing. He's pretty good.
How
he's
are you in the passenger seat?
A lot better than I was at the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I think you need to get her going. Is she driving at all?
Well, I was letting her drive a little bit. And then I was like, look, we're too close to, like, for you to get pulled over, have an accident, or, you know, anything.
Yeah.
And then we're out a year because I need you to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to turn 16 so that you can help carpool the children around.
Well, yeah, you better
get
her behind the wheel then.
Yes,
because
I do.
It's like the other day I tried to make him drive in the rain. I was like, okay, we got to go drop this off. Drive in the rain. Mm-hmm. He's like, meh. And I'm like, you got to drive in the rain.
Yeah,
I mean, you just do.
Mm-hmm. Do they still do driver's ed? Like where you get behind the wheel of a car and the coach is sitting next to you and he's got the brake,
and
the hand on the wheel,
the skull,
screaming at you.
He's doing the dip.
He's like, JD, sir.
Yeah, he's like,
accelerate. Too much acceleration.
Seriously. I mean, I would never forget. Mine was like, I was driving this some just imbecile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was all over the place. That coach was cussing. I mean, spitting skull out the window, you know, all of it. And finally he was like, Courtney, just keep us between the two yellow lines. I was like, I got it, coach. Honey, I was like, professional driver. I was like, but let me tell you something. 16, I turned it. I was everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I drove everywhere.
I did too. Yeah, I could not wait.
Down to see my grandparents, like to Tupelo, to all the places. I was gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't need Taylor May to be gone. Nope.
Well, they won't because, I mean, most everything's right here. Yeah. You know?
And Taylor May's such a homebody anyway. I don't really see her. Yeah. I mean, maybe she will branch out when she has a license.
Does she hang around you or does she go up and go to her room?
She will hang around me some, but she's usually up in a room. Like, yeah. Just playing music, cheering, stretching. She does all the things.
She gone.
She going to be gone.
She gone. It just is what it is.
I know. It's part of it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. Maybe. I know. Maybe. All right, next topic. I can't think about her driving and leaving me.
I know.
Well, okay, so.
Moving on.
I was at our Kroger. Have you been? I feel like I'm complaining.
This is what middle-aged women talk about, folks.
Well, I was there for about an hour at Kroger. Ran in to get a few things. I swear when I left, I was high. Let's talk about this for a second. Why is everybody smoking weed everywhere?
Everybody's smoking weed.
Kroger, I promise you, I was high when I left. I was like, all I smell is weed. And everybody that walked by was like, is it you?
Everywhere I go.
Who is high? Who is smoking weed in Kroger?
I know.
It's that potent. Like, this is not like secondhand smoke you're not sitting in a car or something with somebody with the windows rolled up.
Yeah.
We're walking through a Kroger.
Do you think it's probably vapes? I mean, everybody's just kind of doing their weed pen vaping.
Yes, it's just crazy. And then I'm like, is this somebody's cologne? Like, who? What is happening?
But also, you know, everybody's on hemp and doing the hemp and doing the natural deodorant. It kind of all smells like weed to me. Patchouli and weed kind of smell a lot alike. I mean, if there's a skunk in Kroger, it's probably someone wearing natural deodorant.
Yeah,
I mean,
it could be.
Yeah,
it could.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, they're renovating Kroger, which is like the worst thing ever.
It needs it. But do you think we should leave this in or we should cut this conversation?
I don't know. Leave it in. Okay. People know what we're talking about. When they renovate your grocery store, it's like your 20-minute run-in, run-out takes an hour.
It's true.
They have moved to the bread where the condiments are, you know? So I'm like, wait, I just need some ketchup. And I'm like, where's the ketchup?
So you're just like with your basket, just run.
I was just up and down. I promise you I circled Kroger 4 times.
Oh, that like, is you know, the looping, worst.
And I'm like, where's the coffee? You know, everything was moved. And then where you check out, they put up temporary aisles.
If you ordered your coffee.
I should have done it on Amazon. Courtney, you're right. I'm an in-person kind of a person, so I'm going to be high and waste all my time roaming the aisles of Kroger.
And you're going to just keep being your disgruntled self at the grocery.
Yes. But everybody has said to me, why don't you just order online and pick it up? Do Kroger pickup?
Yeah. Do you ever do that?
No.
What?
No, I do it in person.
Oh, it's because you're not planning ahead.
Well, do I have time to sit down and do it? I'd rather just go and do it.
I'm not saying meal plan. I'm not a meal planner. No. I am not a meal prepper. I don't cook ground beef on Sunday. I don't do things like that. But I can look at my week and go, okay, I know I can do 2 meals at home. What do I have and what do I need? You can do that.
I could do that, but I'd rather just bop in there and in and out.
Pick up some. Okay, so let's talk about this. When you go in there, are you picking up stuff for something specific? Or are you just buying essentials?
Typically, it's for the week. Like, I like to go on a Sunday, you know, and get all my stuff.
Well, when you
for
say
like three or four meals.
Dinners. So, do you know what you're cooking?
I know what I'm cooking. Okay. Yeah. I know what I'm cooking. I know what I'm in there for.
Okay. I don't typically.
Yeah. I know what I'm in there for. Okay. But I have done the online, the Kroger pickup, but then, you know, you put in broccoli and then all of a sudden I've got a broccoli tree. I've got 4 pounds of broccoli. I'm like, no, I meant four just heads
maybe
of broccoli. I didn't need 4 pounds
together.
Of broccoli.
Maybe we should do this together sometime.
It's happened several times.
Yeah.
Or they sub something in or like the one ingredient you need to cook the curry soup. Like, oh, we're out of curry.
Oh, Trey.
Sorry.
Your kids eat curry soup?
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's always that one ingredient.
I need the fish oil. I need the fish oil. Soup. I need the fish paste.
But I do have, but now I have 4 pounds of broccoli for the broccoli cheese soup. I just don't have the cheese.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one thing.
It is. Now, that is a pain for sure. Mm-hmm. And I do like to pick my meat and I do like to pick my vegetables. Yeah. So I get that for sure.
Yeah.
But,
well, you may want to go to another Kroger. Don't go to our Kroger.
Yeah. Why are we expanding?
I don't know. I mean, it was time for refresh.
Now, if you would remember, y'all, this is the Kroger we called the Bird Kroger. Remember when we called it the bird croaker?
Why did we call it the bird croaker?
Because there were birds flying around in the ceiling.
Oh, gosh, yes. There's always something in that
cupboard. So now it's the weed croaker.
It's the weed croaker, for sure. It's the weed
THC croaker. Yeah.
I went into Walgreens the other night, too, and I said the same thing. I said something to the people behind the counter.
Oh, my God, are you a Karen?
Maybe.
Oh, what'd you say? But
I
was like,
I just said, God, I said, I think I'm high, are y'all?
What if they were like...
Yeah,
we are.
That's how we get through the day.
That's how I'm the one smoking the weed at Walgreens.
Have you seen the state of our country? Yes, I'm high.
But I did. I looked at another lady and she was like, ooh, it's bad. I was like, it is, right? Right? It's not just me. I just want to make sure it's not just me that's smelling this weed.
No one's hiding their stuff anymore. No. They just say whatever they want to. They have road rage. They smoke weed in public. I mean, it's rough.
What's happening?
It's rough out there. That's why you stay home, order your stuff, and go to get in the middle of a river when
that's
you have
how you
a
go trout fishing. Truly, for the week.
Truly, you get to get escape. off the radar.
Maybe I need to go. I'll go with y'all.
That's right. Come on, I would love some female company.
I'm not sitting by a trout.
No, we'd
trout
stay
fishing.
Home.
I'm not cooking trout over an open fire.
We'd take face masks. We would.
Sorry.
Make the most of our time.
Yeah, we'd find the spa.
Yeah.
And the bar.
Yeah.
And a restaurant. There and all the things.
Somebody to cook for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is fun.
Okay, Pocket Pod number 2. Done.
Everybody have a great spring break.
That's right.
If you're celebrating this week.
Bye.
Bye.